ensuring a radiation-safe environment and proud sponsor of the Hot FM News Bulletin.
The Hot FM Main News.
Stories making headlines this evening. Minerals Regulation Commission lifts suspension on Muflira mine following enhanced safety measures. Armed robbers steal 181,000 kwacha from Muflira Wanderers FC. And South African trio charged with Bolt driver's murder filmed on dashcam.
The Hot FM News with Keturah Mtonga.
Thank you for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. The Minerals Regulation Commission, MRC, has with immediate effect lifted the suspension of underground operations at Mopani Copper Mines, Muflira Mine, following the implementation of enhanced safety measures. In a statement, Ministry of Mines and Minerals Development Principal Public Relations Officer Kalani Muchima said the suspension was initially imposed after the mine failed to comply with safety regulations, specifically the requirement to maintain an accurate personnel accounting system for underground workers. He said the MRC invoked Section 56 of the Minerals Regulation Commission Act, citing non-compliance with Part 218 of the mining regulations. Mr. Muchima has explained that the enhanced safety measures implemented by the mine include the two-point manual tag board system and shift clearance reporting, under which the biometric system has been upgraded to automatically generate a clearance report 2 hours after the end of every shift. He has added that the company has also installed and reactivated a closed-circuit television, CCTV, and real-time monitoring system at critical control points. Mr. Muchima said the measurements now meet the requirements of the Mining Regulation 218, ensuring a safer working environment for miners, and that the mine is expected to resume operations immediately. President Hakainde Hichilema has called on Zambians to emulate the late former cabinet minister Matia Ngalande in promoting unity and economic development. Speaking during the official funeral church service at the Anglican Cathedral of the Holy Cross, President Hichilema, represented by Vice President Mutale Nalumango, described Mr. Ngalande as a loyal and patriotic Zambian who fought for the country's independence. President Hichilema has emphasized the need for citizens to remain united in order to advance national development.
There's nothing better than maintaining the governance of a nation. And when the Honorable Mlondo Zungu was sitting here, and he said, all of us remember, he spoke a little bit about unity, which the Honorable Ambassador Lady Ngalande stood for. That is the truth. This is therefore where we emulate. We should emulate the unity that stood strong.
Meanwhile, delivering his homily, Evangelical Church in Zambia Deputy Bishop Reverend John Muyutu challenged congregants to accept Jesus Christ as Mr. Ngalande did during his lifetime.
The voice of the archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet, and the dead in Christ. We can learn from our father, Ambassador Matia Mangati, he knew that life was the death.
Esther Ngalande, who died at the age of 93 after an illness, served as Minister of State for Lwapula Province in 1968. He was later appointed Cabinet Minister for Northern Province in 1975 and went on to serve as Deputy Minister in the MMD government between 1991 and 1996 in the office of the Vice President, among other roles. Some armed robbers yesterday stole 181,000 kwacha from Mufulira Wanderers FC, money realized from gate takings during the week 20 fixture against Nchanga Rangers FC. According to club president George Katongo, the robbery occurred at 18 hours at the club secretariat. He said the armed assailants held staff members at gunpoint and made off with the 181,000 kwacha collected from the match gate takings. In a statement, Mr. Katongo said the suspects also hijacked a Toyota Harrier belonging to the club's logistics manager, Patrick Mwanza, which was scheduled to transport the cash to Mopani Security for safekeeping. He has added that gunshots were fired to scare away people in the vicinity before the suspects fled the scene. Mr. Katongo said police were immediately alerted and a manhunt was launched. The vehicle was found abandoned while the suspects escaped with the stolen cash. A director of digital infrastructure and reliance at Zikta has testified in a case in which Zambia's most wanted alleged drug lord, Shula Kasolo, has pleaded not guilty to charges of drug trafficking and bribing officers from the Drug Enforcement Commission with more than 50,000 kwacha in an attempt to secure his release from custody. Mr. Kasolo, 53, of Lusaka's Leopards Hill area, is alleged to be a ringleader in transnational drug trafficking operations. He was apprehended on Thursday, June 26, 2025, in connection with the trafficking of 117 packs of compressed high-grade cannabis weighing a total of 73.9 kilograms, which were concealed in four suitcases. Testifying in the matter, Nawa Samatebele told the court that he received a request from the Drug Enforcement Commission to conduct digital forensic examinations on eight devices that had been submitted. He said he analyzed eight mobile phones belonging to the accused and extracted contact numbers, call logs, and SMS records. From one of the phones, he also retrieved photographs, documents, and Wi-Fi location data indicating possible travel history. Trial continues tomorrow.
The Hot FM Business News is brought to you by Access Bank. More than banking.
Former Commerce, Trade and Industry Minister Bob Sichinga says the economic model being used by the UPND administration has failed before and will not deliver meaningful change. Mr. Sichinga said the Minister of Finance, who previously held a similar portfolio, is fully aware that the current policies are unlikely to improve the country's economic situation. He has warned that the strategy risks creating greater challenges for the next government, maintaining that without genuine economic reforms focused on growth and development, the country's problems will persist. Speaking in an interview, Mr. Sichinga has described the approach as false economics, alleging that the administration is projecting a favorable outlook largely for political reasons.
This economic model failed in the past. It is not helping, and to continue like this, and with people like Dr. Msokotwale, he was the minister when all this was happening before. How has it changed the circumstances of the country? How did it change the circumstances of the country then? The next government that comes in has to deal with that problem. It will still be there. It's a concomitant feature. So, in other words, you may show stable economic indicators, but there's no development. So this is false economics that our brothers, they are basically doing for political reasons, and it's not helping the country. And I can tell you, somebody who has worked in industry and